Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mee with a special edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes covering the pharma stocks, pharma plays, and COVID plays as well. It's the day after the big meltdown in this particular area, courtesy of Pfizer and its miracle vaccine, the one that works or needs to be stored at minus 80 degrees. I'm not sure whether that's Fahrenheit or centigrade, but it sounds pretty cool. Pretty cold, but starting off with at least the technicals and Avacta, the level to watch, I suppose, is that June support there at 96 pence. Yesterday's, or today's low, rather, down to 88. So a bear trap rebound for this market. Also a bear trap from below yesterday's £1, or rather 99 pence low. So the question here is really whether the 200-day moving average currently at around the 113 pence level can be broken back on an end-of-day close basis to re-establish the uptrend in the stock. We can break above 113, then I suppose we've got the 122 August low, which has actually been resistance today, and then after that up to 137, which I suppose would be the best case scenario, that after the dive yesterday, then we go and test neckline support, pre-fall or pre-crash support for the shares at 137. But I suppose at the moment, really toying with 113, 122 and 137 on the upside, and then back at around yesterday's low of 99 pence. So hopefully the shares remain within those levels. So better news really for 4D Pharma, in the sense that You couldn't tell from this chart that there was a big meltdown in the whole space yesterday. Interesting that the 20-day moving average at 109 has really become support and remains support, and the 50-day line at 127 now resistance, and that has been the case for several days. End-of-day close above 127 would probably be my favorite trigger for going into this situation, unless, of course, obviously you feel brave enough to bet on 109 holding and the shares going up from there. But the RSI at 50, or just over 50, actually suggests that we're still with a glass half full rather than glass half empty on 4D Pharma. So surprisingly good, let's say, for that situation. Not so good has been Gene Drive, where we had that very hard and extended right shoulder there, double top there towards £1.50. And really, it was slightly puzzling last week, the way the shares were sort of bogged down in the 110s. Breakdown yesterday, obviously, below the 110 zone, and right through the 200-day line at 86, as if it wasn't there, which is not great. There is a minor line of support there from September, running at around the 59 pence level, current level for the share. So potential buying opportunity while we hold that 53 pence intraday low for Gene Drive, but a difficult one there. RSI oversold, but we actually are below that old floor there at 60 and three quarter pence from July. So really want to see an end of day close back above that, really, to confirm that the shares aren't going to head down for a new lower leg to the downside, which would be towards the 25 to 30 pence zone, which was old April support. But at the moment, looks as though, I suppose, you'd be betting on at least a minor rebound back towards the 60s, or perhaps even into the 70s for Gene Drive, that last low there in August at 70 pence. Novacyt, obviously the poster child for the whole area, and that was knocked quite sharply yesterday. We saw, I suppose, the old September resistance around 594 coming in as new support yesterday. That has also come in as new support today, so 603 the low today. Encouraging that yesterday's close was above the 50-day moving average at £6.68, and today's at 60. Today's we're also well above that as well. The view is that while there's no end-of-day close back below 668, and any dips towards 668 could take the shares up to that neckline support at £7.60. Which has actually been already tested so far this morning. But we really need to get an end-of-day close back above 760 to negate the breakdown that we had yesterday. At the moment, I think probably one would favour the idea of recovery just because we've had a good reaction there at and just below the 50-day moving average. On to Nuformix, which has been, I suppose, continuing that slow slide that it's had since the August peak through 6 pence. Want to see really the shares back above that 2.8 pence level on an end of day close basis. That was the October support. If we can get that, then there's a chance of a move back towards the 50-day moving average at 3.42, as we've had in the last couple of sessions, and that seems to be near-term resistance. Basically, any spikes towards the or through the 50-day line currently are in the selling into strength mode. But 2.8 pence, the main support to be held there. N4 Pharma is the next stock to look at, and here quite simple. We've got an uptrend line there from March. Support line there around the 5 pence level, and really, while there's no end of day close back below 5 pence, we've got dips to buy into towards that zone. Hopefully, then for at least a rebound back towards the 50-day moving average at 7 pence. Open Orphan, one of the better examples of the last 24 hours, in the sense that we bounced on the 50-day line yesterday. We had a bear trap rebound so far from below the 21.5 pence late October floor. So really, while we're holding above that 50-day line, looking for at least a retest of recent resistance towards the upper 20s, 26, 27 pence as the shares consolidate. Remote Monitor Systems, not quite so perky, in the sense that the shares went straight up and straight down. The sort of the fig leaf of support, though, provided currently by the 50-day moving average, currently at 1.04. While there's no end of day close back below that, and especially the 0.9 pence double support of yesterday and today, then we do have a potential bottom fishing opportunity, especially as the 0.9 zone was resistance on the way up just before the spike that we had at the end of last month. Best case scenario, I suppose, at this stage, move back towards the 20-day moving average at 1.86, while we hold above the 50-day line at 1.04. A couple of stocks to go now. I suppose one of the bigger disappointments yesterday was Synergen. I think there was a good, there's a broker note just last week on the stock, so that didn't work out too well. But here we've got a slight overshoot on the 200-day moving average level at 99.7 pence. Want to see that recovered, hopefully, either today or by the end of the week. RSI at 28, very oversold, and that's probably the most oversold we've had to share since, back at the beginning of the year when they were down, you know, in the 10, 20 pence area. So pretty oversold on that basis, but really all about recovering the 200-day line at 99.7. Good that so far the top of that gap in July at 84 pence has come in as support. In fact, it's a minor bear trap below that. So some positive momentum coming in there, as is the momentum from that late July support line running towards the 87 pence level. So end of day close above the 200-day line, really what we're looking for to get us back with a chance of retesting September support at £1.35. Last stock of the day is Tiziana, which looked as though it was going to find support around the 120 zone, and did for quite a while, but the breakdown actually was already happening even before yesterday's fall for the general pharma space. And here we've got a situation where we're toying with the 200-day moving average at 104. End of day close back above that level, really what we're looking for here, or a potential bottom fish anywhere near the 80 pence area, which was support on the way up, 80 pence in June and late May as well. So if you see 80 pence again, there's a potential bottom fishing opportunity, a momentum trade if we get an end of day close above the 200-day moving average. That's it for me today.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.